And I get to listen to the song again, so. Love this song. You are listening to TV Madness with Makisha Madden-Toby. I'm your host, Makisha Madden-Toby, a TV critic for the Detroit News, and we are going to be talking about Barney Miller today, which is on DVD and in stores as we speak. And it's just great. I love this show. I shouldn't have probably been watching this show with my parents probably at 5 years old or so, but I did, and I loved it because it was diverse and it was funny, and I think I got most of the jokes. Actually, watching it now, I realize I don't know what I was laughing at, but I liked it, and I liked the show, probably the music, too. But watching it, it ran on television from 1974 to 1982 on ABC, and it starred Hal Linden as Barney Miller, amazing boss. Great workplace comedy, great diversity, you know, Ron Glass and Jack Sue, and who died in season 5. And then I remember that episode. I remember when Jack Sue died in real life and when they had Sergeant Nick Yamana die. And I just remember going, wow, that's just so sad. And it's just crazy what you remember and what you shouldn't probably be watching as a kid. But we're going to be talking about that today on today's podcast, as well as PBS's upcoming documentary series, America in Primetime, and how, you know, TV is, for all intents and purposes, in its golden age right now, and that there's a ton of amazing dramas coming, not only from cable, premium cable, but basic cable and broadcast. We'll talk about that more later. Back to Barney Miller. I just, watching the show was so much fun, just going back and remembering how, you know, TV in the 70s, they were trying some new stuff, they were trying to, you know, get more diverse and tackle tougher subjects and try new things with comedy. And you compare that, you know, to a show, say, like 30 Rock, right, or Parks and Recreation, two of my favorite comedies, or Community. And all three, very diverse cast, very funny shows, but what they don't have that Barney Miller had, I think, is just more room to, you know, make mistakes, take risks in front of a live studio audience. And I'm not taking anything away from single comedy, you know, single camera comedies now, but I think that, you know, because they're more cinematic and they have a little bit, I think, more room to sort of play within a sort of a vacuum. I think Barney Miller and those guys, they didn't have that, and they did just, you know, a great job, and they lasted for a long time. Was that 7 seasons? 7 or 8 seasons? So, I mean, it's amazing. It's just amazing looking back on it. Like I said, if you don't want to spend the $159.99 courtesy of Shout Factory in stores, you know, buy a couple episodes on iTunes. It's definitely worth checking out and just looking at how comedy in the 70s was handled and how revolutionary this show was, like I said, in its approach, in its diversity and subject matters, and it's definitely worth a watch. Which leads us to America in Primetime. It kicks off on October 30th, and it's going to run over consecutive Sundays through November 20th. And here's a clip from, it's Vince Gilligan from Breaking Bad. He's the creator and producer behind that, and him talking about the golden age of TV.
I make my living in television, so take what I say with a grain of salt, because I'm biased and I admit it. But I think we are indeed in a new golden age of television. I think TV today, pound for pound, storytelling-wise, is more interesting. There, I say it. Than Hollywood movies. And I think it's because television is first and foremost about storytelling. When you create a TV show...
That was Vince Gilligan, creator behind Breaking Bad, which had the most amazing season finale. I don't know if you guys saw season 4's finale, but my husband and I were sitting there with our jaws on the ground. We just couldn't not believe it. I don't want to ruin it for anybody who hasn't seen it, so I won't tell you what happened if you didn't see it, but... Amazing, amazing stuff. And that's what he's talking about. Just sort of these stories that you would not have seen on television probably 10, 15, 20 years ago. And all of these sort of anti-heroes like Walter White on Breaking Bad, who each season just seems to become darker and darker and farther away from the light. And, you know, yes, he's dying of cancer, but there's something else that's dead inside of him. And it's called morality. So it's just crazy watching it. I love it, love it, love it. And, you know, Breaking Bad, and on the documentary, interestingly enough, they don't really deal with a ton of, with the exception of probably like Breaking Bad and House and Mad Men, they don't deal with a lot of new shows or current shows. Some of it's, they're looking back at NYPD Blue on a segment or one of the documentary segments called The Crusader. I think, which is like the third part in this, the whole series. There are only four parts. It's independent women, or independent woman, man of the house, the misfit, and the crusader. And so I guess the crusader is the fourth installment. But it's just fascinating stuff. It's really great to watch, just sort of TV kind of navel-gazing and looking at itself. And, you know, I wouldn't say it's a congratulatory pat on the back, but definitely, you know, a look at how TV's changing things and how people seem to be, I don't know, drawn to gravitating more toward television than, say, movies now. Even, you know, not just viewers and consumers, but stars, you know, these stars leading these amazing cast. You know, you have somebody like Kelsey Grammer and Ted Danson who, you know, were on Cheers for all those years, and now both of them have created whole new careers for themselves. Ted Danson, of course, was amazing on Damages for 3 seasons, and now Kelsey Grammer is doing Boss on Stars, and which is not, it's okay, I guess. I'm not crazy about the show, but I am interested and I'm impressed with Kelsey Grammer's performance. It seems like he's having a lot of fun playing a really bad guy, a really corrupt mayor of Chicago. So that's kind of fun to see. So let's see where that happens. What happens with that? I'm going to keep watching this season and see if it gets better. I don't know. The show itself isn't as strong as I'd hoped it would be, but Kelsey Grammer's good. That's not his fault. But yeah, this American Primetime on PBS talks more about, as well as the drama side of television, it also delves into comedy. And they have some amazing interviews with Mary Tyler Moore, Roseanne, in the Independent Woman segment. And they just sort of talk about how the image of women has changed, you know, how Mary Tyler Moore started off on the Dick Van Dyke Show and how she was sort of this wife with not a lot of identity, and then she moved and made the transition to the Mary Tyler Moore Show and how amazing she was. And then you have Candace Bergman talking about Murphy Brown, and it's just a really fascinating, like I said, it's a fascinating documentary. I don't know if you have the time to commit to it. It's, like I said, about an hour or so, hour and a half, each installment, and it's over 4 weeks, but it's worth it. I think PBS is doing some really cool stuff, and I think that this is definitely something you should keep on your radar. And interestingly enough, there's also the second installment. It's called Man of the House. And Norman Lear is in it, and he's talking about sort of Archie Bunker and what that show meant then. Again, like, it goes back to what I was talking about with Barney Miller, how in the 1970s, you know, with sitcoms, they seem to, you know, want to take more risks and do daring things and have a bigot be the star of the show. And, you know, of course, it was extremely crazily, you know, exaggerated, and he was over the top. But, you know, you can take comfort in the fact that Carol O'Connor was nothing like that, and that the show, I think, had people talking. You know, I mean, that's what you want. You want a show, you know, I don't know if anybody's doing any comedies like that now that have, you know, that'll provoke people to talk and think and scratch their heads and wonder, you know, do we really think that way? You know, and the only thing doing that, sadly, is reality TV. So here's hoping that a lot more shows, like as great as 30 Rock is, Modern Family kind of goes there a little bit, but Modern Family, 30 Rock, The Office, Community, all these diverse shows. I hope, you know, the evolution of television finds them taking a little few more risks, being a little more edgy, and taking a few more chances. And that's just my take on it. But yeah, that's something you should check out. So check it out. America in Primetime on PBS kicks off October 30th. Check your local listings for times, probably around 9 or 8, 8 or 9, 10, something like that, on a Sunday. So check it out. Make sure you don't miss it. And that's our podcast. It's been great. I'm so, so, so grateful for this opportunity. And I want to thank Adam Janis for helping me with my music, NPR West, the wonderful engineer Patrick, Fanny Wang, strange name, great sound, or funny name, great sound. And everybody who's Detroit News, everybody who's sort of pushed me to get to this point. And here I am and doing this crazy podcast talking about TV. So please stick with me. And check out my future podcasts as they come along. Take care. Okay. Yeah.